cameo that you were so sure was real? What if you were unable to wake from that dream? How would you know the difference between the dream world and the real world?
What is happening to me?
The answer is out there, Neo. It's the question that drives us.
What is the Matrix?
The Matrix is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
They're watching you, Neo.
Human beings are a disease. You are a cancer of this planet. And we are the cure.
Get me the hell out of here!
Welcome to the real world.
So you're here to save the world.
So what do you need? Guns. Lots of guns.
No one has ever done anything like this.
That's why it's going to work.
Buckle your seatbelt, Dorothy. Because Kansas is going bye-bye.
Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself.
Welcome back to Back in the Movies. I am Ted Flint. We are here this week to discuss the Matrix about 25 years ago this week. I'm Ted Flint. Like I just said, Sean Tess Fester and Jake Boss are here to discuss it. Back to the Movies is brought to you by the Tailgate Society. Find us on the Tailgate Society on Stitcher. Stitcher's dead. iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify. Back to the Movies is about us discussing a movie that either none of us has seen or one of us has seen or one of us has seen in a hot minute. This week is The Matrix. Do you take the blue pill or the red pill? Go to tailgatesite.com. What a nice, amazing article by Travis this week about, you know, realignment, because realignment will never die. It'll outlive every single person on this podcast. So, The Matrix came out in 1999, but as always, if you're just here to listen to Jake and Sean and me discuss The Matrix, and you don't know what happens, because somehow that's the thing that has happened, and you want to hear us spoil the shit out of this movie, we're going to do that in 90 seconds or less before we decide we have to spin the wheel. And normally, we have this big Price is Right fucking wheel, but it broke. And you can't see us on video, but these guys, it's broke. It's gone. So I had to make an adjustment. So the wheel I have, I'm holding up right now, is made out of rubber bands, cardboard, and some needles. I'm going to spin it. It's small, it's tiny, still going to get the job done. But we got to spin the wheel.
I'm scared it's going to break when you spin it.
You know what? It's going to go. It's, you know, it's not the size of the mouse in the wheel. It's the size of the wheel in the mouse or something. All right. I feel like that's a metaphor. It's a Japanese metaphor.
That totally works.
It was on Shogun, episode 8. Check that out. All right, here we go. And we're going to spin. And spin.
Ting, 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 ting. Sounds oddly like the old wheel.
Ting, 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 ting. That's the needles. Ting, 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 ting. Ting, 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 ting. Tink, 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 tink. Oh, it's me! It's me! People claim that I ever pick myself. I cannot tell you how the wheel works. The wheel works by physics and physics alone. And it landed on me finally. It's obviously random. Okay, it's a random wheel. All right, so 90 seconds or less. I'm going to spoil the shit out of 1999's The Matrix. Neo is a computer hacker who wakes up one day, follows a white rabbit, goes to a club. finds out that everything is fake. He meets Morpheus, Trinity, and a bunch of other people named Cypher. Finds out he is a battery in the world of machines. Visit Agent Smith. He is played by Hugo Weaving. Amazing. Also one of the elves from Lord of the Rings. Elwin? Something like that? I don't know. The older elf.
I think it's something. Yeah. It's something like Elwin.
Just amazing role. They find out everything's fake. They find out that Cypher, played by Joey Pants, betrays them all.
Sorry.
Oh, man. Samsonite. Right here on the briefcase. We were so close. Way off. He finds out that everything is fake. He is the one. Is he not the one? They get betrayed. It all goes sideways. Agents are assholes. Amazing FS effects. The bullet time happens. Everyone then makes a joke about bullet time about 30 movies. He saves everyone, but the poor bastards get unplugged. He becomes the one. They make some sequels. The second one I feel like is still pretty good. Third one is kind of eh. And the fourth one, even though it's extremely drunk and high for, pretty fucking good. Is that a good review of the fourth one?
I think it's good. I don't remember. They honestly lost me.
Trinity is the hero in the fourth one. That's why I remember that part. But yeah,
the third one really lost me. So
man, third one outside of Zion is just bad. Anyways, like I said, come out in 1999, just I was talking to someone earlier today about this, and I stand by this. Top 15 action movie, top five action movie the last 20 years, since 25 years now. Like it, I say top 15.
Yeah, it could be, it has to be up there in the top, 15, something like that. It can be super high depending on how you want to rank them and what your some of your criteria are, honestly. Rewatching this movie and like some of the stuff it does, the special effects, the pretty original ideas of stuff that they put into it. It's fantastic. I love this movie. I hadn't actually watched this movie in a long time, but I've watched the movie enough that I know or remember pretty much every part of it. So it was a great thing to rewatch again today.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely got to be up there in discussions for sure. Like Jake touched on, as far as it's tough to beat as far as, you know, original ideas and obviously the action sequences, like it's got really good fighting. And then obviously when you get into the effects and some of the stuff, and then as you get in further and you find out a lot of these people were even doing their own stunts and stuff like that, like it's everything you would want in an action movie. It's got a good storyline. Granted, it's one of them that is, you got to follow it. You got to be tuned into the movie. It's not a, you know, tune out, have it on a Sunday afternoon action movie. Like you got to pay attention. You
at least the first story, time around.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, yeah, it's creative. It's fun. It's got a lot of cool things you don't see in other movies. Certainly hadn't seen in movies in 1999, you know, stuff like that. And it's great. It's really good.
So let's leave it at that. Like, this is why I like talking about movies that, like, obviously we all three have different, we're all three different ages. I'm obviously, I skew older. So like, what is everyone's first memory of this movie? Like Jake, you said, you're the youngest, like when was this on your radar?
So I was six when this came out, or thereabouts.
Didn't catch in a theater, I assume.
Yeah, didn't. My parents didn't quite take me to the theater to watch The Matrix when it came out. So, no, I didn't see it in the theater. I think probably by the time I was 10, like within between probably 8 to 10, somewhere in there, I saw it. I don't specifically know, but I know that I saw it early enough that it's always been like, it's just always been a movie. Like I knew what it was, and I watched it early enough that like I made a note about like when he gets bugged, the thing like crawls through his belly button and his mouth is closed up and stuff, that scene fucking terrified me. Not like to the point of like, I have to shut it off, but like, I remember that scene being scary when I first watched the movie. And yeah, so I would guess probably by the time I was 10, I had seen the movie for the first time. And then I've watched it, I don't know, once every couple of years, probably on average since then. But I probably hadn't watched it now, I don't know, in 5 years or more. So seen it enough. It's always been a part of my pop culture. And I've seen it enough, like I said, to remember everything, but hadn't seen it in a long time.
Yeah, it's a movie for me that, like, obviously always been aware of it. And I guess in my head, it's hard for me to sparse out exactly between this and the sequels. Like, I'm probably like Jake as far as, like, I didn't see it right when it came out. I probably saw it a few years after for the first time. It's a movie I really haven't watched a lot of times. I think maybe it was probably like 6 months ago. I happened to just watch it again out of the blue, saw it somewhere, threw it on. That was probably the first time I watched it in a decade at least. And then, like I said, as far as like the first memory of it, like I was thinking about it earlier today, as far as I'm just like, oh, you know, it's hard to forget, you know, it was everywhere in advertising and pop culture and all that. But the more I think about that, I think that's when the sequels started rolling out and those were everywhere. Like, I don't know that the original necessarily had that.
And we're going to get into the
giant sequels. Buzz, but
yeah, I mean, it ended up fifth in domestic box office numbers for 99, but 99 was loaded too.
99 was loaded. I was just discussing with someone before this, we came on, like, there are numerous movies from 99 we should do. American Pie, Sixth Sense are high on the list. You know, 10 Things I Hate About You. Like, that's a loaded.
That, I mean, if I was just looking, and yeah, I mean, if you go through like the whole list, it's a crazy, like the year is crazy. But just looking at like the top domestic box office numbers, Star Wars Episode One, Sixth Sense, Austin Powers, Toy Story Two, Matrix, Tarzan, Big Daddy, The Mummy. I mean,
Mummy.
Those, and like that's just the top eight.
American Pie wasn't top 10.
No, American Pie didn't actually. That was almost, it was more of like a cult classic type.
I mean, I saw it five times in theater.
Yeah, it didn't like it. Did I mean it was where did I see it? It was like number 12 or something.
Into that, I was
Number 17.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Well, like it didn't do like crazy box office
numbers. I wouldn't know it also was out the same time as American Pie because it probably got a third of the money because people could like. I couldn't go. Anyway, that's another podcast. Anyways, I couldn't buy a ticket to American Pie the first 2 weeks it was out, so I wasn't 16 yet, 17 yet. So I bought something. I bought my ticket went to Big Daddy. Big Daddy was all at the same time. Anyways, back to the Matrix.
Jesus, yeah. Sorry, I'm just reading down through this list. It's a crazy list. Like Fight Club is definitely the cult, probably the biggest. Like,
if we ever do Fight Club, I'm gonna
number 56. On the year. Any Given Sunday is number 57 on the
Blair Witch Project.
That's pretty high. That's pretty high though. But yeah, it's a crazy year. If you ever get bored and want to look, it's a crazy year in movies. Anyway.
So all right. So The Matrix came out in 99. I was 17, not quite 17. I went to with my friend Cole Baughman, and we knew nothing. Literally nothing.
Well, I don't think anybody knew. I mean, I guess I don't
know. I watched like, the original trailer today.
Even the trailer, like, because I pulled it for the,
I did too.
The podcast. And
it shows more than you think it would be if you know what was happening.
Yeah.
Like,
but when you have zero context, it.
Right. Yeah.
I remember walking out of that theater just being like, that's the greatest thing I've ever fucking seen. Like, I mean, there are so many parts of that movie are like, holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy fucking shit. Like, it just, like, builds. Everything, once Neo's like, we're going to go get Morpheus. And Trinity's like, I believe he means more to me than he means to you. I'm going with you. Everything past that is just, like,
amazing.
Helicopter, it's just adrenaline.
Scene.
Yeah.
Helicopter scene. When he's like, tells him to run. When he decides he's going to fight Agent Smith. And Morpheus is like, he's going to fight him. He's not running, you know, like just like crescendos. And it is so good. It is so good. And like, we hadn't saw that, man. Like, you guys see it now and you're like, oh, that's great. Like, think about 99. What were the action movies before that? Die Hard. Die Hard 3, Predator, anything with Schwarzenegger, you know, Commando, Stallone.
Yeah, that was kind of the context I tried
or to Star Wars,
remember
right?
to put on it, right? When like rewatching it is the context.
Matrix
of the time.
Was our superhero movie.
Yeah.
It ends with him fucking flying.
Yeah, I mean, what's the I mean, you have like
which is a wild.
There is no super only comic book superhero movie made out before Matrix was Blade.
Yeah.
That's it. Blade.
Well, I'm just thinking, so like you say you brought up the fact that like after they go back in to go save Morpheus, like
oh my God.
The rest of the movie basically is like one constant just action sequence, right?
Guns.
And it's
great. I need all the guns.
And it's great. It's not like there's basically nothing bad really to pick apart about it, at least not in my brain.
You can even backtrack 10 minutes from when he gets taken.
And
when he sees the cat.
What's the thing in the movies in the last 25 years that could even compare to that? Like you have some of the Marvel movies that have like extensive like battles and stuff, but
like you knew like thing with the Marvel movies is like you knew going in what you're gonna get. This one, like you had no idea.
Yeah.
When he gets killed in the apartment, I thought he was dead.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Like I don't remember my reaction the first time I watched it.
But... Right. Yeah, I mean it's definitely one of those things where you're even when you're watching, like I said, I had rewatched it recently enough, but like it had been the first time in a while where, you know, when he gets shot there at the end, you sit there and you just go, well, I know he's got to come back, but how the fuck do you come back from this?
I didn't think he was because you didn't know there was, when I watched, I didn't know there was a sequel.
Right.
I'm like, okay, he's done. I mean, that makes sense. He failed.
That's the story. That's it. So yeah, it's a weird, it's certainly, I can't give you necessarily a good comparison to anything lately that's come.
I guess the only things I think of are the Marvel movies as far as.
No, it's like, not. Like, I'm going to tell you the thing that's the closest thing to the Matrix. It's fucking the first John Wick. And they both have Keanu Reeves.
Well, say the John Wick movies are also.
None of us knew what John Wick was when we walked in that theater.
Yeah.
And we all walked out being like, that's the greatest fucking action movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves is in three of the best action movies of all time.
Yeah, especially when
Matrix and whatever John Wick you want to pick.
Especially when you apply the context of like what you're talking about is like not knowing what you're walking into.
John Wick was supposed to go to Netflix. Thank or God what, for some fucking again. Some streaming service.
Yeah.
And some producer was like, no, this goes to a fucking theater. Keanu Reeves just keeps reinventing. He looks so skinny as fuck in this movie.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that 6 years ago was Speed. And then he just disappears for a decade and he's back in John Wick.
He was also already 35 in this movie, which, like, not that that's old, but for kind of.
But look at his fucking career. He just, every decade he comes back. Bill and Ted's the 80s, right?
Yeah, that's what Speed, I was going to go
Speed's
look
93.
Specifically when those movies were, but yeah, something late 80s.
99 is Matrix, all the Matrix movies.
Yeah, Bill and Ted's 89.
Yeah, it's
Point Break's 91.
Then Speed. Yeah.
Then Speed's
94. I don't count Point Break, and that's going to off. It's fine. The movie's good. But like
99
Matrix. And then he just disappears. So John Wick. Oh man, rest in peace, G baby.
Yeah. But then
I'm sad.
He does Constantine.
Man, my son fell asleep during Constantine. I'm still kind of disappointed.
Constantine in 05, and then he's got
they're making a sequel of that.
He's got credits and stuff, but nothing that like jumps out to me until like 47 Ronin kind of, and then John Wick is 14, so that's 13 and then 14.
And like thing about Keanu Reeves is he just is such a good dude. Like my favorite Keanu Reeves story is the movie theater story. Have you guys heard this?
I don't know. I don't
so all for me saying some dude's working in Australia, Matrix comes out and Keanu Reeves comes in the wash in the theater he's working at. And this dude's like, oh, we have a thing here. We got to sign your receipt. You only paid cash, got to sign your receipt. And then Keanu just walks away. Because the guy wants an autograph, right? And yeah. Keanu comes back later and he's like, he has an ice cream cone. He's eating an ice cream cone. He goes, he had an ice cream cone. He hasn't even taken my ice cream. He goes, I signed this ice cream cone receipt because I got the impression that you just wanted my autograph. And I realized that after I walked away. So I went by an ice cream cone and I signed this receipt. And then proceeds to throw the ice cream cone in the trash.
Nice.
He literally just went and bought an ice cream cone.
He didn't realize it right away. And he's like, oh, that guy just wanted me to sign a piece of paper.
And then he went and watched the movie. Like, just seemed like a genuinely good dude. You know? Back to
He's a guy that I don't think... I think you get some of those stories. And then, like, even in just in interviews and stuff, he comes across pretty genuine. So yeah, it's some of that where I don't know if it was like some of those gaps were, you know, he just didn't really want to do stuff, and then
he made movies.
He's
got credits and stuff for pretty much every couple years, but if not, you know, every year. But
yeah, now 25 years later, he's just got pigeonholed being John Wick, whether he wants to or not.
Man, he has fuck you money at this point. But all right. Oh, yeah. So back to the Matrix. I said that I got that movie. It was just a trend center. And like, it's so good. It's so good. We're gonna get through, but like, man, just so many like iconic set pieces, iconic memes, etc. So let's get to that. Let's get to that. Do you have a favorite quote from this movie? And I feel like this movie has kind of a hard.
So I have.
I have one.
This isn't going to be my. This isn't going to be my favorite. But watching this time around, and typically when I sit down to watch movies, if I've watched them before, even this is the most attention I pay to the movie. Because like oftentimes I'm just like when I sit down and watch a movie, I'm just like having fun or whatever. I may be semi distracted sometimes. Blah blah blah. When they take him, when they pick him up.
Oh, you're going to steal my goddamn quote.
Oh, what is it?
No, go ahead. No, go. You do yours. It's fine.
What's her name? God damn it. Hang on.
Trandy?
Nope.
Cypher? The blonde?
Switch?
White. Yeah, Switch.
Switch is not the white one. All right.
Yeah, it is. Switch. She's the one with like white hair. Whatever, platinum blonde hair.
Yeah,
she calls him. She says, "Listen to me, Coppertop." And I'd never caught it before because he's still a battery at that point. He hasn't been freed. I was like, "Oh my god!" She called him a fucking battery, and I had never like that was just something they slipped in there that I had never caught before. It's not my favorite quote, but it was a quote that jumped out at me, and it legitimately made me laugh on this rewatch.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I have anything necessarily that stands out a ton that like as far as not something I use or it's, you know, that you see a ton. Obviously there's moments, memes, a billion things.
We're gonna get into gifts, but,
I guess I didn't necessarily have a line or quote that I wrote down anyway, that stood out to me more than anything else. Like I said, it's just for me, it's more of those just kind of moments and stuff like that. I know, you know, like when Jake kind of touched on it earlier, that just that little scene, I guess it is maybe right after they pick him up where they're pulling the bug out of him and all of that. And he just looks at it and just that thing's real, you know? And so for me, it's a little more kind of moments movie than it is a quotes movie, but
so mine is definitely how about I give you the finger and you give me my phone call?
yeah.
I use that all the time.
Yeah. In the interrogation.
And then Smith's like, how are you gonna make a phone call if you can't open your mouth?
Yeah, if you can't speak or whatever it is.
That scene still, it still kind of creeps me out. The no mouth.
Like. Dude, Hugo Weaving deserved an Oscar. Did he get nominated? He deserved at least a nomination. And I guarantee he didn't. And he is so fucking good in this movie. Like, he owns Agent Smith. Mm-hmm. Like, I think, all right, what's about this right now? Who's more memorable? Weaving as Smith or Reeves as Neo? I'm going Smith.
Like honestly, I would throw Lawrence Fishburne in.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like, oh yeah.
I would
say
pick.
If you're going to say the iconic character from this, it's absolutely Morpheus.
It's not. It's Agent Smith. Holy shit.
I won't argue with either of the three, to be honest with you.
To this day, when I see Larry Fishburne in a movie, I go, oh, it's Morpheus.
Yeah, that's I think that's how it.
And you don't think that Hugo Weaving?
Not always. Not necessarily.
No, honestly, when I saw him in Lord of the Rings, that's not how he struck me. Like, I didn't immediately go Agent Smith.
Not to take away from the fact that he is incredibly good.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying is like either anybody that says one of those three, I'm not going to be like, well, you're an idiot. Like that's very realistic to me for any of those three to be. Because like, yeah, for me, it's Lawrence Fishburne as Morpheus. Like anytime I've seen it, had seen him since.
Yeah. And like looking at like who they almost cast for all those roles is blows my mind.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet that's fun.
I was looking at that a little bit earlier today, too. And
I can't think who they almost put as Morpheus, but it was someone that I'm like, no fucking way. Was it Nick Cage?
They had one of them was like 100%. Val Kilmer was considered for
both. Yes. Yes. It was Val Kilmer was considered when it was going to be Will Smith. Yeah. For fucking for Neo. I love how like Will Smith is like,
crazy.
What's he in that show right now? So Will Smith turned down Neo. For Wild Wild West. And I love how like he saves face of being like, I wasn't right for the role.
I don't think Will Smith would have played that role very well.
I don't think
it would have been a very different character.
But saving face by saying that when he turned down fucking Neo in The Matrix for the Wild Wild West.
I mean, I like that movie.
Yeah.
As cheesy as it is. But
I always did do soft spot for me on that.
I don't.
One.
Oh my god! I don't know.
It's not The Matrix, but it's
still. No. I'm just saying I enjoy that movie.
The one where they're running through a cornfield, the fucking magnets around their neck.
Yeah.
The spider tarantula around the fucking
spider AT-AT.
Oh my god! All right, that's fine. You fucking utes. All right.
It's an enjoyable movie to watch. What is wrong with saying that?
Wild Wild West. Wild Wild West.
To be honest, like this movie is completely different. If you change any of the, at least Morpheus.
I feel like Kilmer could have done Morpheus, but Will Smith couldn't have gotten Neo.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, possibly, and it is.
That character Neo is completely different if Will Smith is doing it. That's the thing that. Like I think Kilmer, there's probably multiple people that kind of could have played the Morpheus character the way that Fishburne does, but Neo, like that's just Keanu Reeves to a T, in my opinion, like the way that character is.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's with the Morpheus character, you're basically looking for somebody that can play, you know, stoic.
What's crazy about that is if you look at Lawrence Fishburne's IMDb before this movie. Ain't a lot there. That makes you think that this is what he.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, I think that's part of
probably. King of New York, which is a fucking amazing fucking movie, but it's also a gangster movie and they all die and it's sad.
Yeah. And I think that's some of where maybe it leads a little more into where, you know, forever this was sort of, you know, this was Lawrence Fishburne. Lawrence Fishburne was Morpheus because he didn't. Maybe necessarily have the other things to look towards and turn to. And I mean, obviously,
he became the goddamn Hobo King in John Wick.
Right. He's certainly done plenty of things since, but
because of this movie, like this movie launched him. Like, can we say that? Can we say this movie fucking launched him?
I mean, did it?
It certainly didn't
launch him.
It didn't hold him back at all.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I don't know.
I guess Boyz II Men? Is he Boyz II Men or he's in that one or he is in Menace to Society? He's in one of those two.
The only reason I say that is like, it's not like he launched into stardom. I mean, he does there. He's done stuff forever. It's just, he basically has always been that
guy,
kind of that guy, I guess.
Yeah. I think
that's just looking at his IMDb credits.
Cause yeah, I mean, it's even what it's, yeah, 97 in Event Horizon.
I saw the movie one time and then rewatch it again.
It's, yeah, I don't necessarily recommend.
I feel like I should, though, because I've heard enough about it now. Like, I should, like, go back to it, but man, that movie fucked me up.
It's a weird one. It's certainly a weird one.
MI3 in 06. That's one. He kind of rode the Matrix movies. Like, he was in some other stuff.
Oh, for sure. But
he basically just rode the Matrix movies and games and stuff like that.
And John Wick movies.
I'm just looking like after, like in the 10 years after this.
All right. So I'm going to bounce around. We can't do the GIF. I feel like the GIF, we need to like put up the GIF. Cause like,
he's
like
only there. In John Wick. Oh, never mind. He was in John Wick 2.
3 and 4. Yeah. I think he's in
2, 3, 4.
Oh, 2 right at the end.
I just jumped end, past yeah. 2 of them and saw 4. Yeah.
He had a big role in 2. Gives him the gun.
Well, right. Again, it's at the end, though.
And we should John Wick for this thing, but we've all seen it too many times.
I hope you have all the time.
How many times have you seen John Wick, Jake? Is it allowed?
I have not actually watched John Wick that many
times. Are you fucking serious?
Sorry.
Put it on the list.
I don't think you wanted it on the list. It's gonna. It's just gonna be me.
You have never seen John Wick.
No. I have seen John Wick. I said I haven't watched it that many times.
Okay, that makes me feel
like better. Less than 5 times.
You didn't see John Wick 4 or 5 times in a theater?
I've only seen John Wick 4 1 time.
Sure, fucking.
It's 3 hours long, and I have a hard rule. A movie's over 120 minutes. It'd be damn good.
I do need to add the Wick movies to my personal list to do a rewatch of them all, though. That is fair.
It's 1, 3, 4, 2. I think it's a good rank. Is that the ranking? No, yeah. Wait. Yeah. Ish.
I can get on board with that.
Sure.
4 might be 2. But anyways, famous actor in a small role. I don't think anyone, because it's a pretty small.
This is at the time. I don't think there's anybody.
No chance. I mean,
like this movie basically made any of the people.
Mary Carrie Ann Moss, but man,
I was just pulling up her IMDb.
She was in Memento before this.
I definitely didn't know who she was before this. She's got credits back to 89. But yeah, no, she would not be.
Also, back to the famous favorite quotes. We didn't say I know Kung Fu.
Oh, there's a lot of to me. Yeah, that's but it's not like a quote you use.
Like. Well, all right. Let's just rewind back there to like real quick. So that one, is there any quotes we missed? The red pill, blue pill thing is like pretty. That got toxic in the last.
I wrote a few. Yeah, that's just a thing.
Right,
I always remember he's gonna pop. Like I always remember that.
Oh yeah,
in that line. Like I don't use it and it like in context or anything. And then the Morpheus, just show me.
Yeah.
Like that's a thing that I always remember. Like a specific spot that I always remember. But Tez is right when he said that like. The movie is less like quotable in context or conversation, and it's all more right. Just like the moments where some of those things happen.
So let's
where some of those things
happen. For this movie. Let's go there. Is it too early to do that? I think it's too early to do that.
No, I mean we can kind of replace it and use that.
Like yeah, what's your guys' favorite moment? Because you're right, Jake. You're 100% right. This is a visual movie.
Yeah.
I think there's like 4 main ones.
I all right.
So I'll let you guys go, and then I'll bring in others, and we can talk about others that if we don't hit them all.
I mean, you obviously
let's do round table. Sean does one, and then we just do it until we get done.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess it's, I don't know if you want to count it for one, but obviously towards the end, the stopping the bullets after he comes back.
Oh, my God. So like, good.
It's
The whole hallways, that whole hallway.
Oh, yeah.
When he flexes and the fucking hallway moves with him.
Yeah.
Like it reverberates.
Yeah. And it, you know, he looks at, you know, he comes up, he cuts down, he's just seeing code on the wall and everything. Yeah. And then it's,
the one-handed that whole hallway scene for sure.
All right, mine. I'm gonna go with the. I'm gonna book in this shit. When like it starts off, and we don't even know anyone, and Trinity's on the computer, and the guy's like, "Oh, we sent a whole SWAT team up. We're fine." And Smith's or one of the agents is like, "Your men are already dead."
Yeah, your men are already dead.
You know, that
to go up there and get one little girl or whatever it is he says.
Yeah.
And like the whole part where like, that's when like in the theater, you're like, what am I watching? She had what the whole run thing.
Is this?
She dives through that little window and she has like the guns and she's just like, run, Trinity, run. And she gets in a payphone and she gets hit by a truck and then it goes straight to Neo waking up on his computer. You know?
Yeah.
Like that, like, or like just that part of the first low-key bullet time, like Sean just said, when she's in the air, full 360 of her, they're ready to fucking just crane kick that motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know, like, just such an iconic moment, such a, like, and we discussed this before the pod ended, began. I don't know, like, top 20, top 10, top 30, but this one has one of the top start 5 minutes movies of all time. From the beginning of this movie to when Neo wakes up, is a top whatever moment, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a movie, and especially as far as action movie goes, it throws you into the thick of it right away.
It's not good. I wish I had the remembering of like watching this movie with full like adult or semi-adult consciousness. Like,
oh, you wish you're old like me? And everything creaks when you walk? Yeah,
basically. Because, like, I watched the first whatever minutes of the movie. Let's see. Like, probably 30 minutes of the movie waiting to get to the rest of the movie, honestly. Because, right. Like, the next... Because I know the rest of it, and I don't remember the first time watching it and being like, what the fuck? So, the next, like, scene or, like, part of the movie that I would say is like a super memorable or that I would say is when they go into the construct for the sparring when Neo and Morpheus spar.
So you don't think him on the phone with Morpheus, that's high on my list. Dive left. Like when he gets a phone in the envelope.
No, because I don't have the like core memory of watching it for the first time and having no fucking idea of what the hell this movie is.
I just kept being like, how's he squatting and not being seen?
No, but I know, but that's kind of like what I'm talking. Like, you remember watching it for the first time and being like, what am I, like, how is he being told? Why is this happening? How is this happening type of thing?
Yeah, it's one of those, so I do like the office scene, but it is one that I forget is part of the movie.
I always remember him telling him to go.
I always think he escapes the office until he doesn't.
I thought that too. I thought he like got like left the office and something else happened.
Then today I had the note of when he's on the phone with Morpheus and he tells him to, you know, run to the office at the end of the hallway, stay as low as you can. And he's doing the crouch run. I go, oh, he's had that John Wick run figured out for 25 years. This dude has it.
All right. So any other, like, I have two more specifics.
All right. Well, we got to go. All right, Sean, you got another one? We're doing it.
Yeah, I had when they go in to what, the loading program or whatever.
Yes.
Before they do the eventual going to save Morpheus, I need guns, lot of guns,
just the racks
and the racks rolling in.
That's a good point.
I had completely forgot that was part of the movie, and then I remembered what there was some car company that just turned that into their entire advertising for the next like 6 years.
So yeah, so then we have that. We have the whole when he walks in, the goddamn metal detector beats red. What the? What? he just pulls his coat open.
Yeah, I mean, that lobby scene is
so good.
Possibly for me, man. It's
and
so
the music,
hard.
the music hits for the first time forever.
Like it's so hard. It's so hard to like choose one moment of the movie, but that lobby scene is so just iconic to me.
About how like all those guys that they kill are just dudes in a goddamn pod somewhere doing their job. Just some asshole who thinks he's a security guard in a pod getting shot to death because Neo's like, we gotta save Morpheus.
Yeah, that lobby scene is another one that's I would have to have on my handful of moments.
Yeah. I guess after that is the whole,
yeah, just lead up to it, man. It's just fucking
up. It's you do
dodge this.
Yeah, I mean, they get onto the roof, and then it's, you know, I got a little giggle where it's, what are they checking in with the guys upstairs, or he's just raiding?
No,
we're under attack, and they're just fucking kicking the shit out of nine dudes.
Smith fucking took his shit out.
Yeah,
the fucking fuck of Morpheus, and they're like, yeah, have you not been listening?
Yeah,
and he's just like, what?
Just cuts to a dude on the roof. We're under attack, and there's just nine dudes.
Why is that fucking whole SWAT team on the roof? Why the hell is there a SWAT team?
You guys skipped what some people might call the most memorable or iconic moment of the movie, though.
Is it there is no spoon?
Nope. He dodges the bullets after seeing.
No, he's on the roof. We're getting there. He's on the
roof.
It's
right after that. Yeah.
It's on the roof. It's by the helicopter.
Yeah, they kill all the little henchmen on the roof, and then
one of the agents shows up. No, it's not Smith.
It's not Smith. Yeah,
one goes in the helicopter.
Oh, I thought they showed up down to talk to Smith after they had jacked the helicopter.
No.
Oh, sorry.
So they're like, "Are you not keeping up?" They go up top, and one goes in the helicopter, and another one shows up, and like Trini's like, "I've never seen one move like that. You dodged bullets. You're so fast.
Yeah, because he literally watched the agent do it, and then essentially repeated it.
He's like, "You're so fast." He's like, "Not fast enough." And he shows where he got clipped.
Yeah.
But like her, like saying "dodge this" is so fucking good, man. Like
blast him in the side of the head,
just straight up, hand in the air in your like home theater area, like just like, fuck yes, fuck you, motherfucker, and like. And they get in the helicopter, and he's got that goddamn Gatling gun in the helicopter, just mowing down all the like in that the rain, the water's raining down.
Yeah, the water I specifically always remember too. For some reason, like they put that in that scene, and it makes I don't know why it's so like just Morpheus like soaking wet, water dripping.
Oh, because they dropped the explosives on the elevator.
Well, no, I know why there was water. I'm just saying for some reason the water in that scene, like,
oh yeah,
it amplifies just,
as he's
about
spraying
it.
Through, oh, so big bullets hit everywhere, yeah, in the water, and it's just
another part, like the I can't pronounce their last names. What's their last names? Directors,
the Wachowski.
Wachowski siblings, because they're they're sisters. Now
Anna and Lily,
yeah, Louis Wachowski's sisters. Just, man, just the foresight, like to do that shit. The water's like pouring out of that room, and like the bullets are falling, everything's falling, and Neo's just sitting there like just missing him, kills everybody, and then Morpheus gets shot in the calf. Yeah, he's like, he's not gonna make it. Yep. He's not gonna make it. And he dives out and he grabs him. And they fly a helicopter through downtown Sydney. And the fucking government fined the shit out of them for how low that helicopter flew during that scene. Because it was way too low.
Yeah. I mean, typically you're supposed to have all that permitted and figured out.
So then like they fly away, which is amazing. And then Smith shoots it. And it's going down, and he drops Morpheus, and then he jumps out, and the cop is going, and then that whole part where like he like just starts wrapping the fucking rope around his arm, because he's gonna save her, and like she jumps out of the goddamn helicopter, and she flings towards what you think is the camera, and then it shatters because it's a window. So good, man. So good, and then the horse helicopter explodes. You know, all that.
Well, it reverbs into the building.
Yes, and
explodes. Like that's a beautiful touch of that for no fucking reason.
Besides the fact that they could do it, just like we're gonna fucking
just
do
because
it.
Because
right.
Man, yeah. I can't believe that. So I'm not the like the director like expert person that knows or looks up things, but I'm just like clicking on each of the Lily and Lana's IMDb or Lana's IMDb.
It is the bound's amazing. If you want a sexy lesbian drama that you guys are
too Lily old. Did V for Vendetta.
You guys are too that young to watch that because that was also in my wheelhouse.
Bound, yeah.
Apparently, Speed Racer is fucking amazing. If you rewatch it, I've only watched it once.
I have never watched it.
I've seen it before, but I don't necessarily remember being wildly impressed.
But for the most part, it's like there's a couple other like hits in there, but it's just like the Matrix content. Like that's
director. I watched that second Matrix twice because my son wanted to watch it, and both times I'm like, this is fucking good. I enjoyed it both times. I should rewatch it. I enjoyed it both times. Because basically it's like a gist on like if the Matrix was an IP and they tricked Neo into thinking it was an IP and Trinity saves him from that, more or less.
Yeah, I don't really
remember. And now they're making a fifth one because, you know, IP.
Because IP.
And of course everyone got pissed off because Trinity was a hero in the fourth one because, you know, obviously.
As far as the sequels go, I don't know if I've watched any of the sequels front to back.
Like, what?
Had a full sit down.
I'm pretty sure I've watched them all once.
I watched them on the theater.
I want to say
you don't have to yell at us.
You guys are babies. Yeah, no shit.
I want to say I went to one of them, maybe in the theater without ever seeing the first one first. So I just had no idea what was going on.
Oh damn.
So I may have just blocked that out completely and just went like, I don't know, that movie didn't make sense. So but yeah, I don't think I've watched the second or first third one, like actually sat down.
Oh, I'm like 99% sure I've watched them all. I just don't know that I've rewatched. I've probably rewatched the second one, but I've not rewatched anything beyond that. And like I said, I've watched this first one probably, I don't know, once every 3 years on average, yeah. Something like that, since it came out or since I first watched it. So like I said, I basically, there wasn't much in the movie that I didn't remember, as at least as the scenes were coming up. But
yeah,
so we get to basically after all of the Morpheus stuff goes down and they have to escape and they get to the subway to the phone.
Yeah.
And that's another, like, that subway like scene and showdown is a whole other, like, could be, I wouldn't blame anybody for that being on their like iconic parts of the movie list. Like they go in the phone, Trinity like hesitates to is going to tell him what the Oracle told her. And then
it's a great scene, man.
Smith shows up in the Agent Smith shows up as takes over the homeless the dude, bump. Like blows the phone up. And then that's when Keanu for the first time is like, nah, I think I can take this guy.
What makes it is
they have their first like, epic like showdown.
What makes it is Morpheus being like, he's fighting. He's not going to run.
And yeah, he's starting to believe, like they have the cutaway with Morpheus. He's starting to believe like that. He's like, what is he doing?
Which is just another reason about how fucking perfect this movie is. It's like, how many times up to that point is Trinity like, or Morpheus like, Morpheus or Cypher is like, if you see an agent, you run.
Yeah, they make that very clear, like up to that point.
Yeah.
But then they also say like the one is somebody that,
but he does not believe he's the one. Oracle even says he's not the one.
So, all right. So this is the first time I very intently paid attention to what the Oracle said in this movie. And she says, no, you're not. You're waiting for something. Right. Maybe it's another life. But she says, you're waiting for something, as in you're just hesitate. There's something like holding you back, essentially. And then she says, maybe it's the next life or another life. So that was the first time I was like, oh, she said that. But then she was like, no, you're just kind of like not believing, or you're not fully committed. Yeah. And once you fully commit to it, and then that's what you see in the rest of the movie, is he slowly gets and to just committing.
Real quick, like backtrack to his sequels. Sequels do get really shit on because they're not this one. It's so hard to make a trilogy out of like a movie that's like a perfect movie. Like the second sequel is Reloaded.
Which one's the highway scene?
That one. That's what I'm getting to.
Okay.
So they literally built a freeway.
A 5-mile like section of freeway they built, right?
And if you watch that movie outside of the inn when the architect shows up, it's so good. It's so good. But people get so pissed off because, like, this is the first. All right. So this is a little history lesson for you two kids or youths. Anyone else is in this podcast is a fucking
youth. We're so just complete children, Ted. Thank you.
So this came out.
Learn us something.
Open my eyes.
You fuckers. Sit down. Uncle Ted's going to teach you a lesson. Don't make me wrap your goddamn knuckle to the ruler. So before Back to the Future 2 and 3, which came out, also this is after those, but like they released The Matrix Reloaded. Don't double check. Jake's going to double check me on this. I believe in May of 03. Revolutions came out in fucking like November of 03. 6 months apart.
Something like that. They're both 03.
The balls on that to do that. Lord of the Rings had a year between movies. Back to the Future had a year before between movies.
Yeah, I mean, so they basically made them together and just...
They did, right.
Yeah.
And the quote-unquote burly man fight from the third one has just made everyone hate these things. That's the one where, like, it's 100 Keanos versus 100 Smiths.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks shit.
I watched that in the theater. I remember.
It looks shit, man. It looks like shit. But...
Yeah, that was the time where, like...
They couldn't do it.
They didn't lean super on CGI in the first one. And then that was when people started leaning heavily on like using it. And it was so just obvious and not, didn't look good.
Well, yeah, like, yeah, I stand by the second one's great, Into the Architect. And the third one is great with the Zion battle.
Yeah. I need to watch them again. Honestly,
like, the Zion battle is so good. When like the Sentinels like
I remember reached. Yeah, I remember that scene or that part of that movie.
And since Sean was bored, I'm gonna fix this right now.
No, sorry, I'm just looking through some of the other
stuff. No, I gotta fix it. Since we have a running theme of the last three podcasts about
King God.
Shaming.
Hang on, hold up. You can come back to this and derail it. We have to talk about. So no, I never the
leather
realized,
costumes. It's not a good time to talk about leather costumes.
I never realized that the subway like one on one scene was like a old Western
homage. I will never kink shame one on ones.
Yeah, come on. How do you know? You get the little newspaper. Ted, coming across
shut up.
Tumbleweed.
Yeah, no, I literally, when I watch it tonight, and I was, like I said, like I pay more attention on these rewatches for the podcast, like to details and stuff. I was like, holy shit, like that's a straight up like homage to Westerns.
Yeah, it's a duel. Just
for
man.
Like a couple that's seconds. A... It's like, it's like straight up like, let's go out
slow
here.
Slow turn back at him. You get the
it's fantastic. I loved it. I was like, oh, hell yeah. I was fucking...
It's very good. It looks really good. It is.
I was Leo fucking pointing at the TV whistling. Like
it is decently subtle. It's obviously not in your face. It's not like they throw in the old Western whistle. And
so speaking of that scene,
it's not a Clint Eastwood movie by any means.
But as someone who was in a theater, I was like, definitely like, run. Just run.
Yeah, and they give you the cut to, obviously, he's staring at those stairs for a second. Mm-hmm.
Thinks about it.
Just like, I can get out of here, and I can just, I can find a phone, man. I can find a phone.
All right. Then he does that
slow turn, and yeah.
But then, like, I do love the running scene, because, like, he comes around that corner, and there's, like, a whole full market, and he's just like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking... Everyone's here, hundreds of people.
Just, of course. Shit. Yeah.
Also, a low key awesome part of the movie is like when he's screaming at a tank. Tank's one still alive, right?
Yes.
We gotta discuss
Tank. Yes. Quick. Dozer is the older one that's dead.
Also, I'll discuss it right now. You want to hear like an all time like fumbling the bag moment for an actor? It's Tank. You guys know the backstory on that shit?
No.
They offered him the... All right. Obviously, you guys have not seen a second, third one in a hot minute. Well, there's a character that should be Tank.
Oh, did they, like, and replace him? And
he held out. He says, I'm worth more money than that shit.
Turns out you're not.
Yeah, who is money, that? Did that dude do anything
nobody.
Else? Did that dude it's do anything nobody. Else? Like, he was pretty good, too, in the like what he did in the movie.
No, he wanted fucking money for the next one. They said, this is what you're worth. He says, fuck you, I'm worth more. And they go, okay, fuck up, we'll make another person.
Yeah, he didn't do anything. He did, like, one episode of a TV show, one episode of SVU, one episode of Criminal Intent.
And there's a pretty decent-sized character in the second and third movies that could have been him.
Yeah, I don't remember him, but, yeah.
We'll just get that. Of course, in the second and third, you have to have, like, someone that's in Zion that's not them.
Yeah,
that was that character. But anyway, I do love when he's running and like Loki. One of my favorite parts is like he runs to that kitchen. It's an old woman, and he turns his back for a second, and a knife gets thrown.
Yeah,
goddamn wall.
There's a and lot of even, like that's a really gives good
a little
scene
like here. Look back and just like, what the fuck was that?
We were friends.
All right, Ted, talk about your tight leather. Outfits, whatever
like,
you're, how, you wherever
think,
you're going.
Do you think like the bondage, like leather movement, like got like an impact, like antique in money after this movie?
Do you think like BDSM, the leather market, like had an uptick like after this?
Like I saw like spike in sales. Like I want to look like Trinity. Make me look like Trinity. How's that happen?
I mean, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I'm sure there was.
There's probably plenty of people that were your age, Ted, that were like, oh, leather, like leather.
I'm fucking
leather,
17
that's pretty
this
cool.
came out.
Like,
I'm fucking 25. All right.
I don't know, man.
I mean,
these are babies.
Planted the seed in some 17-year-old heads.
I mean, seeds definitely got planted.
I know it's really. Oh, my God. I know it's really only for like one scene, but I think it did more for trench coats than anything.
Oh, yeah.
We have the whole trench coat about Columbine happened that year, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
Oh, thanks.
Can't blame the guns. Yeah. Gotta blame the goths.
Yeah. It's
Marilyn Manson's
fault.
Could have done without that downer. Jesus Christ.
I wasn't specifically going to bring it up, but it wasn't.
Can we discuss horny people fucking in leather instead? I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, we can.
It's way more fun.
I mean, it is more fun. And I don't kink shame.
Talking to each other on those high-tech, state-of-the-art cell phones that they had.
Man, fucking all kinds of fucking horny Neos on fucking chats, man.
They're just the geekiest dudes in leather and bad sunglasses.
Neo 69.
Oh, all the
Tranny,
bad sunglasses.
Tranny 69.
All the bad sunglasses.
It's had to be a booming time for the knockoff Oakley market. Like,
all right. Oh, but even the Oakleys of the time.
Dude, I asked someone who wears glasses. I had Oakleys, prescription Oakleys, that my parents paid too much money for. I had them a week and I lost them fucking in homecoming shenanigans. I'm not those things.
Color me shocked by that, by the way.
I am a person that respects the law. and officers and rules.
Oh, where's this gonna go?
I'm a good person.
I didn't say you weren't.
That always is like a law-abiding person. That
yep.
That never once did anything bad that could come back on me. Also lost those Oakley sunglasses. It cost my parents $250 a week after I got them because they fell out of my car when I was paintballing my shop teacher's house.
Statute of limitations is up on this one.
Oh boy. Hanging out the window. Oh no, my glasses.
The worst part is when we went to shop teacher, the algebra teacher's house, we got lost. We went to knock on the door asking what house was that person's house. Spoiler alert, it was that person's house that we knocked on.
Wait.
We went to a random house and said, hey, does so-and-so live here? No, do you know where so-and-so's house is?
So your plan was to fucking ask your teacher's neighbor where they lived and then go paintball their fucking house like they weren't going to know who did it then?
Like, that's not incriminating evidence.
Are you serious right now? And then it was your fucking teacher's house. And
to make things at least better, I was not at the door. I was in the car.
Oh, brother.
But then on Monday morning, he brought up that I was in the car.
Oh, man.
I love that story. I'm glad that I can't believe I've never heard that story before.
Does it help? He's a real piece of shit? Does that help?
Like a
10 out of 10 piece of shit?
Okay. I mean, after the fact, once you found that out, I guess.
It was actually before that. That's why we were at his house, going to shoot his house with paintballs.
Oh. Wait, did you guys not just look in the white pages for his
ass? Buddy, it was 1999.
Yeah, white pages existed.
It's a phone book, buddy.
It's a phone book. Am I going to be the old guy here?
How about you go fuck yourself, motherfucker? That fucking GPS. So shut your fucking mouth.
Do we have anything else to talk about the movie?
Yes, we have so many questions we haven't even gotten to.
Do we actually? I don't think so.
Yeah, we haven't touched the GIF.
Not like this.
Yeah, well, no. There's four actually from this movie, but let's go with that. All right. What was your guys' favorite GIF from this movie?
I mean, it's probably Morpheus, or my favorite is probably Morpheus. The one I
slash meme
maybe gets used the most.
Wait, what gets used the most
is not like this.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, yeah,
that's what I was saying.
You said Morpheus, though.
Yeah, his like red. I think it's. I think the. I mean, it's the red pill, blue pill is probably. I don't know. Or there's like multiple with Morpheus as far as like GIFs or memes.
What? Yeah, I mean it's. It's an interesting one because, again, like, obviously this movie came out before the time of GIFs, where it was, when it did start coming up, it was just sort of memes. Obviously, the red, blue pill was a huge one, which...
Which has been ruined now.
Which, yeah, has been ruined for a decade, was just a lot of hilarious stuff on the internet. And then, I mean, you get some of them, obviously, at times.
I mean, you also have the roof, like, bullet dodge gif.
Yeah.
That one's on the list. I dodged that bullet.
Like, right? you're saying something about you, like, quote-unquote, dodged the bullet on, or whatever.
Or we're ignoring Morpheus's hand pull. Yeah. Bring it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you also have the Neo one.
I feel like... I'm going to talk about this right now. That's a good question. So, like... I recognize that during this rewatch that Neo also does that versus Smith.
Yep.
But why is it that Morpheus is the one that like gets? Is it, do you think it's because that the clip itself is longer? I guess the other thing is like probably. The Morpheus one is like 4 seconds of him like being like, "Bring it on." I tracked the Neo one. It's like a minute and a half. It's like a second and a half. It's quick.
It's really quick.
It's short. Yeah. It's the second one. Plus, if you're going to like reference Neo in the Matrix, you're probably going to be using something else.
Also, him saying whoa is not used nearly enough as a reaction gif, which blew my mind.
Yeah,
after Morpheus jumps the buildings.
Yeah.
I think if you're looking for a Keanu whoa gif, there's better ones probably than
only like 1800.
Right, yeah, there's there's plenty of other opportunities.
Like if you type that in, it's gonna catalog. it's gonna be fucking from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure is gonna come up.
Yeah, it's gonna be Bill and Ted. Worst case, you're gonna get some Point Break ones. Yeah.
I'm currently dating someone who's never seen Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and did not know it. So
that'll be fun.
She got quite mad at me when I was like, "Hey, how do you not know this movie?"
To be fair, I don't think I really knew what the fuck that movie was until I was like 20.
Because you're both youths, and that's fine. You're both youngins.
Sure. Sorry, those movies, I should say. But yeah.
Those people. But yeah, it's
definitely other things to hit on, or
it's definitely the Switch, right? I mean, that's the one, right?
I mean, I think that's the one that I see used the most.
I use it so much, man.
There's a lot. Some of the gifts we talked about, like
not like this,
used pretty widely. Like it's.
But I'm not like this one, man. I use that. That's it. No. As an Iowa State fan, that is high in the goddamn.
I think that's skewing my perception too, as I see you use that fucking every football.
Because we always have terrible things happen to us.
Anyway.
And it's such a leap. The GIF is amazing. Okay. The GIF is amazing. But the lead up is better.
Yeah, I mean, knowing the context and stuff.
He kills the other guy, who's in my cat name, and he goes, Cypher goes, "Do you have any last words to Switch? Say it now." And also, what's crazy about Switch as a character, because knowing we know about the Wachowski, how do you say last names, Jake?
Wachowskis,
is that, because obviously they both have now transitioned to women. Is Switch's character in the original script before the studio got involved? Was a man who became a woman in the Matrix. And the studio would not let that happen.
Huh.
Which, as a kid named Switch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, makes more sense.
Doesn't really surprise me in 99. And then also Switch being the name was pretty.
You know, right.
On the
head. Yeah, heard us sitting there laying down the name of the character we do not know.
Apex.
All right, we got there. I mean, like, not like this. My God, such a great reaction gif as a fan of a team that like just routinely cuts their own dick off. So great. And also like Cypher's just a real class piece of shit.
He's really good though.
But also, what's up with that right now? He's kind of in the right? No. Is he in that oatmeal shit, man? That oatmeal
in the right? He made the choice.
I mean, I'm not saying he's not in the right, but like, he's not...
I can understand him not. I can understand how someone would be in the spot that they want to go back and not and just live out their life ignorant in the Matrix. But he's not in the right. He's a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's because the bed he's made there is obviously like give up Morpheus so he can get out and get this, which. Granted, the whole time, even today, rewatching, it's one of those things where when you watch it, you just go, you think these guys are going to honor this?
Like, no, you're going to fucking die too, like, dumbass. Like,
yeah, and it's just like, whatever. But obviously, at that point, he's got to go through to finish the job of, because you know, these guys are going to come for you if you don't.
And I love like,
he's got everybody coming for Adam.
He kills three people, like, legitimately kills three people.
I love how, like, yeah. And like, what's Tank say to him? Burn, motherfucker, or some shit? Like, when he has, like...
Yeah, you're gonna burn or something like that, or something along those lines.
Also, like, once you know that Cypher is a mole, like, rewatching it, there's so much that you catch on.
Oh, I hate the character. He plays it great, but...
Yeah.
And Joey Pants, man? Fucking fugitive, man. From the Fugitive. You know?
Yeah, he's Captain Bad Boys. I don't know.
Yeah. Apparently he dies in the fourth one. Catch that preview yet?
He's dead.
There is no spoon. We've got that fucking quote. The movie's great. Movie without question. I'm not sure we've missed anything yet.
I think we're probably good.
Anything aged well besides you fuckers kink shaming? this
phone,
is not really an ongoing
phone boots
bit.
And the cell phones.
I cannot wait for us to watch a complete unhorny movie and somehow make it horny. So our next one? Is it Jaws?
Oh man,
dude. It might be. I mean, like the aging stuff is just kind of natural. There's nothing.
The sequels? Can we call that not aging?
Yeah,
well?
maybe that. I guess.
At least the second. I mean, actually, that fourth one's pretty good. I need to rewatch it. And then we love like them making
training. Oh no.
What's the next one?
The Phantom Menace. No, I mean there's nothing in the movie as far as aging.
It's so good. So good, man. Just maybe it's CGI, maybe, but like
they really, no, I mean even there's that's not much like, of it. Like
maybe the mirror part, that's the only thing I can think of.
Honestly.
Yeah, it's some of that.
But that's not a thing that you expect to be realistic. Like that's gonna look fucked up no matter what. So,
yeah, I think all of it.
The only CGI that looks fucky is when the elevator crashes and
the Sentinel's one.
They look honestly, they look pretty good. The worst thing about CGI is when the elevator crashes and the flames blow out the bottom.
All right, what's another good part? That part's so great, man. Sentinels are there, and Morpheus is like, we're not pulling them out.
Yeah, he's gonna get out.
It's the hallway. He's gonna get out. The ship's getting attacked by the Sentinels. Yeah, it's
and it's just like I read an article the other day about how like movies don't know how just to end. And besides, like the him on the phone call, Superman, like, it ends, man.
Dude, that's
we don't know how we don't know how the ship gets away.
Yeah, it's another thing that they did great with this movie is it ends well.
Right.
There's nitpicks and things. I mean. Realism in a movie like this is not something I'm gonna like bitch about, but like that ship's fucked. But anyway,
they're gonna have a bad time.
I mean, I assume they have to do an SOS to come get them, you know,
sure. But that's kind of the beauty of the movie ending the way that it does.
Very much an Armageddon vibe. Like Harry doesn't know how to fail.
Yeah,
he's gonna finish. Like when they're like he's gonna get out, you know.
And also,
what the hell is Terry's last name? Is that Tasker?
Stamper.
What the fuck's Terry Tasker? Anyways, but yeah, Morpheus is like, he's gonna get out. Trust him. It's gonna happen. And like the Sentinels are just like destroying that fucking ship, man.
And then finally, the hallway scene in the last second, they set the EMP off.
And they pulled out, and it's so good. And then, like, Neo's
and then they just cut away to him talking on the phone. And I got goosebumps watching the end of the movie. Gave me goosebumps again.
He flies away.
No, just him talking on the phone. Like, I don't know who you are. I don't know where you are. But this is, like, whatever the whole
thing. Which is what the second two struggle with because he's Superman and they've like given make him not be Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will stand by
this. Because at the end of this movie, it's basically like he's the invincible like person that you can't fuck with.
I will stand by the second one's good. And the third one has good parts. And the fourth one's actually pretty goddamn good. Because Neil Patrick Harris is in the fourth one. He's fucking amazing. He's really fucking good. He's a piece of shit.
I mean, Neil Patrick Harris is great, so.
Yeah, so, but anyways, till next time when we discuss The Phantom Menace, and I have all the
that alcohol. Will be a very interesting.
I'm just going to let you
and that might Sean, be a two-hour podcast.
I'm going to let you and Sean and Tom Hyde talk while I drink vodka.
Tom Hyde.
and I'm not getting involved.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's going to be a long one.
We legitimately might have to make sure we can block off like 2 hours for this podcast.
My favorite thing right now, me and my kids, is like they started watching this YouTube video that's like a 5-minute YouTube video about Phantom Menace, and they're like, it's a why John Jin. He's like, you stole him. And he's like, didn't steal him. I bought him. There's a difference. And like he's like. My boys are just randomly quote that, like, did not steal him. I bought him. So the difference? That's good.
I haven't watched that movie in a long time. So
it's cool as shit. Anyways, can't wait. Till next time. I had it. I had the exit. I even texted you two. I said, hey, this is it. This is what I'm going to say every time.
I don't think that message went through.
You guys, I sort of got one. You said it was good. Follow us on Spotify, iTunes, and iHeart. We're talking about Phantom Menace in a few weeks. I will not be talking about that movie because I will shit all over it. And they'll yell, man.
Can't wait.
Anyways, till next time. Later, boys.
Peace out.